Philadelphia, and WPEN HD2, Burlington, Philadelphia.
Are you ready for the Thanksgiving season? If not, you'll have to listen to my show tomorrow morning when I tell you all about what Butterball has to say about putting that turkey in the oven. That's Home Improvement Fix and Facts from 8 to 9 tomorrow morning. It'll be my very last show, so I hope you listen. We are live here on WWDB, as well as on the podcast and the radio at 860 AM on Odyssey. And you can ask Alexa to turn on WWDB and you can listen there as well. You can send me questions at Tell Me More with Carol Holloway. Somebody just popped up on my feed. Tell Me More with Carol Holloway on Instagram and Facebook. So we've got a lot to talk about today. In our medical minutes today, we're going to be talking about the latest in the COVID-19 vaccine and what is happening with that. We also will have on board one of our Disney Imagineers telling us about the new Disney cruise line, the Treasure, that's getting ready to take off. We did this back in, I think it was July. We were introducing the new Disney cruise line, but we're going to actually spend some time because it's getting ready to launch, and I'm going to break down some of that cost for you. And before we do that, I wanted to remind everybody about the Real ID. And what made me think about that was this cruise that's going on. And Real ID is, they've been putting it off over the past couple years, and it's a federal Real ID, and it has been in enforcement for a while, since October 1st, 2021, but it has to be solidified by May 7th, 2025. So beginning May 7th, 2025, here in Pennsylvania, you will need a Real ID compliant driver's license / photo card or another form of federally acceptable identification, such as a valid passport or military ID, to board any domestic commercial flight or enter a federal building or military installation that requires ID. So I thought it would be important to share this with you now in 2024 before everybody flocks to their DMV to get their Real ID if you don't already have it. So it's been available for a while, but it's really time to decide if you need a Real ID and what important information that you need. Now, if you go to a DMV, make sure that they actually do the Real ID intake there at that DMV. I went last year to have my driver's license renewed, and I brought all my information to do my Real ID, and lo and behold, it wasn't one of those locations that will actually do a Real ID. So not all of the sites at DMV have the availability to pre-scan and upload Real ID documents. So you want to make sure that you go to a driver's licensing center for validation in person and make sure that you bring the acceptable information. Real ID is a federal law that affects how states issue driver's licenses and ID cards if they're going to be acceptable for federal purposes, like I said, such as boarding a domestic commercial flight or entering a military installation or federal facility that requires it. It's really important that you get this sooner rather than later, because I expect with the new government coming in, we will have a lot of confusion pertaining to identity and IDs. So if you are a citizen, if you are an American citizen, but you're from another country, make sure that you get your Real ID in place. So why do you need it? Well, not everybody has to have it. It's optional here in Pennsylvania, but here's what you can and can't do if you don't have a Real ID. And again, like I said, you have to have a passport or military ID after May 7th, 2025. So If you are just driving, you can use your standard driver's license or a real ID driver's license. And for general identification purposes, you can use your regular driver's license for identity purposes, whatever it might be. It might be for, you know, maybe renting a house or buying a house or opening a bank account or something of that sort. But after May 7th, 2025, you will 100% have to have a domestic, for flying domestically, a real ID. And you are absolutely going to have a real ID for certain federal facilities that require ID to get in, or military bases. So it's really important that you gather your documents. And I'm going to go over that with everybody so you know. You might have it, but your spouse might not, your partner might not, your teenager might not who is driving. So it's really important that you do this. Now, as of today, and we don't know what's going to happen when the change of regime happens here in the good old US of A, right now you do not need a real ID to drive, to vote, to access hospitals, to visit the post office, to access federal courts. Okay, so that is a federal facility, but you don't need a real ID to access a federal court. And you do not need a real ID to apply for or receive federal benefits, such as Social Security or veterans benefits. So if you're not sure if you need ID, you can go to the government's website, and I'll give that to you in a minute, or you can go to, here in Pennsylvania, the Commonwealth of PA. I'll give you the other website in just a minute so that you have that, that you can go, and that's the government's website. So to be prepared for your real ID, you have to get your documents together. Federal regulations require that here in Pennsylvania, PennDOT must verify original versions or certified copies of the following documents. Proof of identity. That, and many of us have been through this before, that's an original or certified copy of a birth certificate filled with the state official of the State Office of Vital Records with the raised embossed seal, which is issued by an authorized government agency. And if you're an immigrant in this country who has legal status, I guarantee you, make sure you get one. A valid, unexpired U.S. passport or passport card. Those are acceptable. Proof of a Social Security number. Proof must display current legal name and the full 9 digits of your Social Security number. Just a reminder, take this with you if you need it for your real ID, but please do not carry it with you 24/7. It should be in a safe space. So proof of Social Security number, that could be a Social Security card, a W-2 form, an SSA Social Security Administration 1099 form, a non-SSA form, a 1099, or it should be legitimate to have your pay stub, although your pay stub should not be showing your Social Security number. I think they got rid of that a while ago. You also need 2 proofs of ID of your physical current address, a current unexpired Pennsylvania driver's license or ID card, because not everybody drives, but some people travel. And a PA vehicle registration, auto insurance card, or utility name that has the same name and address, and proof of your legal name changes. What that means is if you were married during the past couple years, if you got divorced and changed your name, if you were adopted or anything of that sort, you must have your court-issued family papers with you. If you are lawfully present, non-U.S. citizen, these are some of the acceptable documents. An unexpired employment authorization card, known as an EAD, issued by DHS. Okay, now here's what's important about this. This is a form I 1-766 or a form 1-688B. And let me point this out before I go on with the rest of the information is we don't know if DSH is going to be disbanded under the new government regime that's coming on board. So I highly advise people that if you are a lawfully non-US citizen, make sure that you have these documents up to date. You also need a valid, unexpired permanent resident card known as an I-551 permanent resident card, otherwise known as a green card, issued by DHS or INS. Also acceptable is an unexpired foreign passport with an unexpired U.S. visa affixed and an I-94 indicating temporary evidence of permanent residence. This is very important, listeners, for those of you out there, especially if you have somebody in your employment that might be here on a green card. I highly recommend for employers to have a meeting and bring this up with your employees to make sure that they are legitimate as they can be. If you miss any of this information or you're like, Carol, you're going way too fast for me, please listen to the podcast. It'll be up later today or tomorrow so that you can listen to this information again. There are some non-US citizens that may be required to present additional documentation, and additional information for non-US citizens can be found on the PennDOT's Real ID information page for a non-US citizen. So that is some of the information that is really important for everybody to know and understand. Now, if you're not sure about your particular state, New Jersey, let me see if I can pull yours up real quick because you're in our listening audience too. You also have, let's see, you have the same guidelines starting May 7th, 2025. You have to have your real ID too. And again, what to bring with you? Two proofs of residence, proof of Social Security, 6 points of ID is usually what they want on New Jersey. And if you are not sure of what you need, I would recommend that you go to dhs.gov/real-ID. From that page, there is a whole map of the United States. You can click on your state and it will tell you what you need. So the deadline is May 7th, 2025. There may be some extensions. There may not be extensions. There are government agencies that incoming president-to-be Donald Trump is talking about getting rid of a lot of these departments like DHS, INS, CIA, blah, 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 blah. There's tons and tons and tons. So my recommendation, excuse me, is to make sure that you go online, check out what you need, make sure you have the right documents with you, make sure that you are at a place where you can actually have your real ID done at that PennDOT or wherever it is that you're going to get your real ID done. Again, that website for anybody, of course, you can go to pa.gov and click on driver's license, or you can go to the dhs.gov/real-ID to make sure that you qualify for that information. Okay, I thought that was important because travel is becoming a big thing, and who knows, we might be seeing some people traveling overseas and out of the country going into 2025. It's hard to say what is happening after this crazy, crazy election that we just had. So that's why I brought up the real ID for people so that you can make sure that you are ready to move at a moment's notice if you feel that it's important for you to do. What I'd like to do is take a quick commercial break here. And then when I come back, I want to be able to talk to our expert, Claire Weiss, who is joining us from Disney to talk about the new Treasure, the Disney Treasure Cruise. As I am going to let her know, I've never been on a cruise, so I want to know a little bit more about this, and it's getting ready to launch. So let me take a quick commercial break. You are listening to Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, and we will be right back.
Hi, it's Carol Holloway. Join me every Monday from 3 to 4 for my show, Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, as we discuss politics, health, family, economy, and just about any topic that we all deal with as we search for answers in today's world. Because things aren't always black and white. Sometimes you can sit on the fence undecided till you get the real facts.
Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, Mondays at 3 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM, WWDBAM.com, or the Odyssey app.
Hello, this is Erin, and I have a very important message. If you or a loved one is suffering with any sort of crisis, there is no need to do it alone. Dial the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline, where trained professionals will handle your case and get you the help you need any day, anytime. All reports are fully confidential. Dial 988, and a responder will do everything they can to assist you. Remember, if you see something, say something. You may just be saving someone's life. Remember, 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Hotline.
What they tell you. We are all familiar with Disneyland, Disney World, Disney Cruises. And back during the summer, I brought a segment to you about Disney's new cruise line, The Treasure, that they're getting ready to launch. So joining us today is a very lovely person. Her name is Claire Weiss, and she is actually an Imagineer from Disney. Yep, that's her job. I can't wait to find out more about what she does and how she got that job. That's really going to be exciting. But in 1 month, Disney's High Seas Adventure, the Disney Treasure, is getting ready to take off. And if we were on television, I would actually be able to give you a tour right now because they were willing to set up a tour. But because we are radio, I can't do that. But Claire is one of Disney's Imagineers on their design team, and she is actually joining us live from the ship's Grand Hall. So let's welcome Claire on board. And I think she's there and ready to go.
Hi, Carol. Good morning.
Hi, Claire. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm in a pretty magical place, so it couldn't be anything other than good.
Exactly. We talked about this back in August, about the new Disney Treasure cruise that is happening in like a month.
So yes.
I've let our listeners know that they need to listen in to hear about this. I know that you have a beautiful view. Because it's radio, we can't see it, unfortunately. But what are you seeing out there?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I am actually sitting inside our Grand Hall, which is our palace at sea. So it's inspired by the land of Agrabah from the film Aladdin. So what you can imagine, what's behind me, beautiful mosaics and textures and fabrics, all that are iconic to the story of Aladdin, but feels really, it's like beautiful, like a real palace at sea. And our Imagineering team has done this incredible job at blending, you know, the beautiful story and characters of Aladdin, and also taking inspiration from real places. So that we've looked at far off places from around the globe to really bring this space to life. And this is a three deck high space. There's actually a beautiful stage in this space. So there's tons of entertainment and performers and characters that really make this space come to life. But if you can envision, you know, the most fantastical Agrabah-like palace, that's what I have the pleasure of sitting within.
Oh, you're so lucky. What other kind of iconic theme park attractions will we find on this treasure cruise ship?
Oh, my gosh. We are so excited on this ship because it's the first time ever on a Disney cruise ship that we've brought spaces to life that are inspired by some of our favorite classic theme park attractions. So the core theme of the ship, by the way, is this notion of adventure. So we've used that idea to figure out which stories do we want to tell and what sort of spaces do we want to bring to life. But if we think about our iconic classic theme parks, two things stand out to me, and I'm so happy to be able to share both of them with you. So first, we actually have this incredible lounge called the Skipper Society, and this is inspired by the classic Disney attraction, the Jungle Cruise. So for those that are in the know that have ridden the Jungle Cruise, here on board our ship, we're actually getting to go deep into the depths of the jungle. We find this beautiful jungle outpost, and you will notice props and artwork and plants and animals that you have seen from the attraction. You get to just be a skipper yourself and sit in this really beautiful space under this canopy of leaves and flowers and foliage. So for me, that's actually one of my favorite spots on the ship. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, one of my favorites at Disney has always been the Haunted Mansion. What's going on with that?
Yes. Oh, I'm so glad you asked, because that's what I was so excited to tell you about next. So on board the Disney Treasure, we have our Haunted Mansion Parlor. And this is the first time we as guests get to go into the story of the Haunted Mansion, and we get to stay there. So we are invited into this parlor that is an extension of the Haunted Mansion story, and it's got a bit of a nautical twist. But think all the things you love from the attraction. Think grim grinning ghosts and ghoulish tricks and Madame Leota, all of that and more is in this space. And it is really, it'll blow your socks off. Everyone's got to go see it. Words can't do it justice. So I really would love for everyone to get a chance to see the Haunted Mansion Parlor.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like it would be so much fun. Now, there's great places to eat on board. Yes, of course.
Yes.
It's Disney.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh.
So let me ask you a question. I you know, when we think of Disney, now I have friends that are avid Disney goers. They must go to Disney World 4 times a year at least. How do you convince them to take a cruise on a ship?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I'm so happy to hear. I'm an avid Disney fan, of course. And I think what's so special about Disney Cruise Line is we're able to bring things to life for everybody. And we have families at the center of mind. So you mentioned a little bit about dining. We have 3 signature restaurants on board the ship that are designed for families. So one of my favorite spots is the new restaurant Plaza de Coco, where we get to go inside the world of Coco from the animated film. And we actually are there in the Rivera household. We get to go to the Plaza Santa Cecilia. We have live mariachi music, and we actually get to celebrate Dia de Muertos. So we get to meet Miguel, who's one of our favorites from the film. Incredible live music, and some of his ancestors come back from the land of the dead and do a really beautiful musical performance, very lively, incredible, incredible food. So I would say that, you know, the dining for families for me is one of the things that makes Disney Cruise Line so special. And that's just one of 3 of the things we have to offer for all of our guests on board. And that comes included with your sailing.
Wow. So let's talk about this. It hasn't launched yet. It's getting ready to launch. What's the date?
So the sail date is December 21st of this year. So we are so, so close. We're just putting the finishing touches on the ship, and we can't wait to share her with you all.
Wow. So how do people, if they're interested in a cruise, like I've never been on a cruise before. is this something that just like a couple would do without kids?
I'm so glad you've asked. At Disney Cruise Line, there really is something for everybody. So, of course, we have incredible experiences for families. I mentioned some of our incredible dining. We have spaces that are actually just for kids. We have our Disney's Oceaneer Club, and we have highly themed worlds of Star Wars, Marvel, Disney princesses for your kids to play all day if they want, frankly, in these spaces. And there are things that are really for adults only. So that's something really special and unique about Disney Cruise Line is if you're an adult couple and you are a friend group, there's something just for you. And it's all about Disney storytelling. So there's actually this incredible space on board that is our premium dining district. And this is truly for adults only. So we have this incredible area on the ship, all themed to Beauty and the Beast. We have 2 signature restaurants, our Palo Steakhouse and our Enchanté restaurant. And they're all centered around this incredible bar that is inspired by the Enchanted Rose from the Beauty and the Beast film. So that's an area that's only for adults. And there are so many things on the ship that are for adults only, for families, and for kids only. So there truly is something for everybody.
Wow. So you can, if you're just a couple or, you know, older, you want to go have some fun, you can do that and watch the kitties. But you can literally take your family and you can go off and do your own thing because they are safe and secure doing Disney Adventures, your children.
Absolutely.
Without you being with them.
Exactly. So all of our youth activities are secured programming. So your kids are fully safe. They are under the careful care of our Disney youth counselors. And you can go and do anything you'd like on your own. But there's also an incredible things for family to do together as well. So in our Walt Disney Theater, we offer Broadway style performances. So there will be 3 Broadway style performances on the Disney Treasure. One of my favorites is our first ever stage adaptation of Moana. So Disney Tale of Moana actually debuts on the Disney Treasure. And I have to tell you, I saw it yesterday and it is spectacular. So it is a retelling of the story of Moana, and it's got some wonderful new songs as well. And it's interpreted in such a beautiful way that is really true to the culture of the film. So that would be something for me. That would be one of the first things I'd want to do when I'd be on board this ship.
People that have those Disney club memberships and passports and all that, can they use them for this?
So I'm actually not the best person to speak on that piece specifically, but what I would do is I would encourage everyone to go to DisneyCruise.com, and that's where you can find all your information about using Castaway Club points, Disney Cruise Line points, itineraries, pricing, things like that. And there's so much more on that website, by the way. You know, I could probably talk to you for 3 hours and we wouldn't get through all the
Absolutely.
Spectacular things that are on board, but there's a lot on that website, so I would encourage everyone to check that out.
Well, Claire, I can't let you go yet. When we talked to Beth back in August, we talked about being a Walt Disney Imagineer. What is it and how long have you been doing it?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for asking. So at Walt Disney Imagineering, we're a collection of artists, illustrators, designers, engineers, ride developers. It's this really unique group was actually founded by Walt Disney himself to build, design, and build theme parks. So I'm lucky to be part of this incredible, talented group of people. And what we get to do all day is we get to bring stories to life. And so our job is one of the most special, magical ones on Earth, and we all have a different specialty. I've been with Walt Disney Imagineering about 13 years myself. I have a degree in design. But for me and for all of us, it doesn't matter. We're here to bring our stories to life, and we're here to bring them to life for our guests in the most beautiful and innovative ways we can.
It sounds like a job you love. It sounds like a job I would love. How did you find a job like that? I only have a minute left, but how did you find a job like that? Was it just a job search, or did somebody find you? I mean, come on. What a dream job.
So Walt Disney Imagineering has a lot of ways to get involved. We had the Disney Imaginations program, which is actually a competition for college students to enter to become an Imagineer. But what I would encourage everybody to do is continue following what you love and what you're passionate about, and it will lead you where you're supposed to be led. So super, super excited to share this with you all. We cannot wait to get you guys on board the Disney Treasure and see what all these Imagineers have been dreaming up.
And where can our listeners go to get more information and book their cruise?
Definitely. So please go to DisneyCruise.com for any other questions you may have.
Claire Weiss, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I can't wait to get you on board.
Yeah, thank you. We'll see what we can do. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
So I thought it would be fun to look up a little bit of the cost. Some of this is booked already, but if you want to sail away in a generous size stateroom with convenient proximity to the shipboard restaurants and lounges, you will not have an exterior view from your room, but it's roughly just under $4,300 a person. Yep, $4,300 a person. So for a couple, it would cost you, with the tax, the fees, and the port expenses, $8,860.79. I thought that was unbelievable. But here's the good news. What does it include? And that was for a week, by the way. It includes all your Broadway shows, your fireworks at sea, your character experiences, movie screenings. It includes all the pools, the water slides, the splash zones, the wading pools. And then, of course, so much more family fun, which costs a little bit extra. if you need special tea parties with the characters when you have your kids there, or, you know, any magical makeovers for your children. So there's some extras there. Dining there includes breakfast with tableside service, lunch, tableside dining, quick service bites, 24-hour room service, dinner, the same thing, snacks, 24-hour room service, unlimited coffee, tea, sodas, adult exclusive dining on the on all of their ships. I just wanted to let you know that. Now, you will have to pay extra for alcohol if it's served. Yes, it is. I'm just checking. And tipping and things like that. So, but also included in your accommodations are spacious staterooms and closet space. And they say split bathrooms, a bathroom with a vanity sink and shower and a tub plus a half bath is available in most staterooms. It has TVs, in-room movies, your refrigerator, hair dryers, your safe, your, but you're going to pay extra for wireless internet access, your gratuities, your airfare to get there, to and from, and if you want any plan protection. But for your kids, if they're part of the Oceaneer Club or the Oceaneer Lab from 3 to 10 years old, they are included. So there's so much that's included. But much to my surprise, when Alex in the studio found out that this Voyage Maiden trip was happening like right around the corner, its maiden ship is a trip is December 21st. I was informed that she actually is getting to go out before that. Are you there, Alex?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yeah, so, tell me what's going on.
Yeah, so I'm going with promotions for XTU, so for media. We set sail, I believe, December 12th, and it's a little I went last year, and last year had a bunch of people on it. It was a little bit longer last year, but this year I believe it's only from the 12th to the 15th, so it's a little bit shorter. But I'm really excited for the new ship.
So you went last year. Did you have a blast?
Oh, yeah. Such a blast. So much
fun.
Oh,
my gosh. This is supposed to be their all-time the best ever. And for our listeners, XTU is part of the Beasley Media Group, WXTU country. Yay, right?
Yes.
And I thank you for filling in on my show over the past couple of weeks. I really appreciate it. But so will you come back? Like, hopefully you'll be on my show and you'll be able to tell me about it and tell our listeners about it.
Yeah, that would be cool. Definitely.
So was that your first cruise that you ever took when you went last year?
No. So it was my first Disney cruise. We went on the Disney Dream. So that was my first Disney cruise, but I've been on Royal Caribbean with my family twice.
Okay. Do you like cruises?
I love cruises. You meet so many people from different places. It's a really good time. It's cool.
That's so cool.
Yeah, like when I was younger, they have like these kids clubs. This was on Royal Caribbean, but and we met just like a bunch of people from different states that like I still keep in contact with. Like I still have them on social media and stuff.
Oh my gosh, that is absolutely amazing. Well, I'm definitely going to ask you to come on and let us know how you're getting the maiden flight or sailing. Yeah. I should say it's not a flight. Now, do you get flown down to Florida? Do you have to pay for your own airfare to get down there?
My guest has to pay for their own airfare, so I'm taking my mom. I don't have to pay for mine. They'll fly us into, I believe we're in Disney for one day, and then we go on the ship.
That, you know what? That's a great way to set up your trip, too, if you want to get two for one. Do Disney World and a cruise ship.
Exactly.
I hear they're amazing, and I just can't. That's why I was asking Claire about going, like, just as a couple, you know, not bringing any kids. Can you still have fun doing that?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a great question, too, because they really do. I mean, I went with my mom and my coworker, and we had a great time because they have separate, they have, like, like she said, a district, and they have a bunch of bars. They have happy hours because you do have to pay for the liquor. They don't really have packages, but they do discounts and have happy hours, and it's a good time.
Wow. Thanks for sharing with our listeners.
Of course. No problem.
Yeah. Do you have your real ID?
I don't have my real ID. I have to get it.
Okay. I hope I reminded you. You know, with everything that's going on
in the
world right now, I mean, I'm like trying to let people know, like, you might want to do this before some of these agencies are like gone.
Yeah,
who definitely. Knows what's going to happen? They might continue it. They might stop it. Who the heck knows? But thanks for sharing your story with us.
Of course.
I really, really appreciate it. That's
no problem.
Super, super cool. Oh my gosh, you're leaving in like what, two, 3 weeks? Wow.
Yeah, I think 2 weeks. Well, 2 weeks maybe.
Oh
yeah.
My God. And guess what? You're out of hurricane season.
I know.
It officially ended like this weekend.
And it's the best time because they're all decorated for Christmas on the ship. So it's really nice.
Oh my goodness. You're going to have to be my new best friend for next year. I love it. Well, thanks for sharing with our listeners.
No problem. You got it.
I really appreciate it. Listeners, I mean, I have never been on a cruise. Like I said, this sounds like it's amazing. I know for my husband's birthday a couple years ago, I took him to Disney World because he had never been. And we had a blast. I mean, it was just he and me. And we actually had a great time. So I can't even begin to imagine. And I guess if I'm going to take a cruise, because I've heard nightmare stories about cruises, I guess if I'm going to take a cruise, this might be one that I would be interested in taking for sure. So you can go to disneycruise.disney.go.com if you want to check out all the different cruises that they have, see what's available to be booked. You can look up all their ships, their destinations, and all that good stuff. So definitely a good time. Travel trends going into 2025. I just want to tell you that Hilton Trends Report reveals that, air quotes here, more than 1 in 5 travelers plan to get away for a self-discovery or mental health when traveling for leisure. They are leaning into the soft travel, air quotes again, or travel that encourages simplicity and spontaneity. So I can see a lot of mental health trips coming up. And what's a better way to take a trip than to explore a country? And if you don't have your real ID, you can do it by a car, via car. I don't know about a train. So with that being said, we will be back with our medical minutes, and we're going to bring you an update against what's happening with the COVID-19 vaccines. You are listening to Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, and we will be right back.
Hi, it's Carol Holloway. Join me every Monday from 3 to 4 for my show, Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, as we discuss politics, health, family, economy, and just about any topic that we all deal with as we search for answers in today's world. Because things aren't always black and white. Sometimes you can sit on the fence undecided till you get the real facts.
Tell Me More with Carol Holloway, Mondays at 3 p.m. on WWDB 860 AM, WWDBAM.com, or the Odyssey app.
Hello, this is Erin, and I have a very important message. If you or a loved one is suffering with any sort of crisis, there is no need to do it alone. Dial the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline, where trained professionals will handle your case and get you the help you need any day, anytime. All reports are fully confidential. Dial 988, and a responder will do everything they can to assist you. Remember, if you see something, say something. You may just be saving someone's life. Remember, 988 for the Suicide and Crisis Hotline.
And we are back with our medical minutes. Whenever I can fit them into the show, I love to be able to share what's going on currently. Again, another agency that might be disbanded going into 2025. But Moderna is joining us with Dr. Reed Tuckson, who is the managing director of Tuckson Health Connections, LLC. He shares advanced initiatives supporting optimal health and well-being, and he currently focuses on his role as a co-conveyor of the Coalition for Trust in Health and Science, which is dedicated to bringing together the entire health-related ecosystem to address mistrust and misinformation. In addition, Dr. Tuckson continues to advocate his work as a co-founder of the Black Coalition Against COVID, a multi-stakeholder and interdisciplinary effort working to mitigate the COVID-19 pandemic in Washington, D.C., and nationally by coordinating the 4 historic Black medical schools, the NMA, the Black National Black Nurses Association, the National Urban League, and blackdoctor.org. So I am happy to have Dr. Tuckson here to join us to keep the holidays joyful and talk about protecting ourselves and our family. And I believe he is ready to come on board right now.
Hello, Carol.
Hello, Dr. Tuckson. Thank you for joining us at Tell Me More.
I'm so happy to be with you to talk about COVID today and the importance of getting vaccinated.
Yes, well, that's what I wanted to ask you. Is COVID-19 still a significant health risk?
Unfortunately, it still is. This is a disease that has not gone away. It continues to mutate. It doesn't have seasonality like some of the other diseases like flu or those kinds of things. It seems to be with us now all year. Unfortunately, it is still causing people to die and a lot of hospitalizations and a lot of misery. And so it still is significant. And of course, there are things like long COVID, which are serious problems that we need to make sure that we prevent by never getting COVID. So yes, it is a very serious issue still.
And we don't hear as much about it in the news, and we don't hear about people dying like we did back in 2020 when we lost a million people in our country. So help me out and help our listeners out. You know, with the holiday season here, you know, we've got, what do we have? Thanksgiving, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Christmas. We have all these seasons where everybody's going to be all together. We're traveling. We're in and out of places. What can we do to protect ourselves?
Well, first of all, you really hit the nail on the head that this is the time when we're so close together. And when we are together like that, it means that when we cough and sneeze and we have these viral particles, they are so much more easily spread than when we are outdoors, common sense. And so what we really need to remember is we've got to stop the spread of this disease by having people become ill. The best way to do that, of course, is to vaccinate with one of the safe and effective doses. I'm happy to be here with Moderna today talking about that and the importance of that. But the other things we need to remember, of course, when we're all together is to use common sense, that when we are feeling unwell, we need to either stay away from each other or at least make sure that we are covering ourselves and preventing the spread when we laugh, when we cough, when we kiss, because we don't want that viral particle to go spewing out into the air. So common sense things make sense. And of course, by the way, we always remember the rule our mothers and grandmothers taught us, wash your hands.
Absolutely. And clean the doorknobs. So if somebody had COVID-19 during the summer, do they still need to get an updated vaccine? Do we need one? Or are antibodies in our system? Is the COVID-19 mutating? I have a million questions for you.
Oh, you're just great, but you asked a great one. And the simple answer to your question is, yes, you do. And the reason that you do is because we know that even if you already had COVID in the summer, you are still likely to get COVID-19 again. And so we want you to talk to your health professional about that decision, but it is recommended that you get vaccinated 90 days from when you last received, when you received your positive COVID test or the beginning of your symptoms. 90 days from that, you are eligible to get the vaccine again to give you the maximum amount of protection as you go forward for the rest of the year.
So, Dr. Tuckson, I know people that are vaccine deniers. Do I stay away from them or what do I do when I'm around? You know, there are people that I like and it's their choice. What do I do?
Well, first of all, we are one human family, and we are a country, as we know, that has deep divisions among each other. We, of course, have to realize that we have to respect each other and care about each other. But when it comes to COVID, let's make no mistake, regardless of your political, religious, or other affiliation, this virus doesn't care. You are a human being, and we're all human beings together. You don't know when you're around someone whether they are vaccinated or not, whether they are positive or not with the disease, whether they are symptomatic. You simply don't know. That's why it is so important for everyone 6 months and older to be able to get their vaccine against COVID so that you can prevent the chances that if you do catch it, that you won't get terribly sick, that you won't have to be hospitalized, and that you won't die. Because you don't know, that's why you want to make sure that you take care of yourself by being vaccinated.
Great. Now, you mentioned something about long COVID. What is it? And how do we know we have it? And is there a particular vaccine for that?
The let me take the last question first. And the vaccine that is good for preventing long COVID is the vaccine that prevents getting COVID in the first place. So that's why, again, another major reason why we want people to get vaccinated and get vaccinated now. This long COVID is a chronic condition that affects nearly 1 in 5 Americans after a COVID infection. It has a wide variety of symptoms, things like brain fog, difficulty concentrating, memory issues, fatigue, exhaustion, chest pain, many, many other syndromes. That's why this is very complicated. COVID virus attacks many different parts of the human biology and anatomy. It affects many parts of our systems. And so this is a very complex syndrome affecting many different parts of our bodies and has many different symptoms. The bottom line is that it is if you have these kinds of symptoms that last 3 months after an infection, then that's what we call long COVID. And it can last for years. So again, bottom line, specific, COVID vaccine is the best available tool to prevent long COVID.
Okay, so we know that COVID particularly peaks during the winter, so that's why we're talking today, which is really important. But I have a question for you, and I don't know if you can answer it, and I understand if you can't. The current CDC vaccination recommendations for children and adults include the latest October ACIP recommendation, but what happens if somebody out there says, well, we're not going to put our money behind vaccinations for people, we're taking them off the market? Can that happen?
There are decisions that some state governments may or may not make in the coming days, and that would be extraordinarily unfortunate if people were or any entity was going to make it more difficult to be able to access these. But make no mistake, it is very easy to access COVID vaccines. You can get those vaccines easily. And in your particular area, your health departments and your health providers, your hospitals will be very, very happy to help you to figure out how to do that. The bottom line here is you do need to be vaccinated. This disease kills too many people. And I want to make a special appeal for the holiday season. You know, I love senior citizens, those over 65. I care about whether our seniors live or die. And they are particularly at risk for this disease. And so let's make sure that we don't give the gift of COVID to our loved ones this holiday season. And so I'm really, really urging, as is the CDC and others, that if you are over 65, or if you're someone with an immunocompromising disease, something that causes your immune system to not work well, then not only should you get the vaccine now, but that we also want you to get with your health provider and make a decision to get probably additional doses as the year goes on. Because as your first question indicated, we need to be very understanding that while the winter season is of particular concern, this disease is not confined only to the winter. It comes through the autumn, the spring, and the summer. And so we want those who are over 65 or immunocompromised to remember you will probably need to get another dose over time.
Okay. I love your enthusiasm. No, I don't know if it's enthusiasm, but your strong advice to people. Now, the next thing that I'm concerned about, especially for people 65 and older, is there's still a continuing risk of the SARS-CoV-2 infection. What is that, and how does that differ from COVID?
What we are really dealing with here is a number of different variants to the original COVID virus. Like all viruses, they mutate and change based on the conditions in the environment. Unfortunately, these viruses are programmed very well to modify and change to continue to kill people. They are very skillful at that. And so what we have is a constantly changing a virus that has many different mutations and forms. The good news is that the vaccines that are now available have been anticipating those changes, and we have data that tells us that they will be effective against these changes. So don't get hung up on all of the different mutations. What we need to realize is that because it does change, we have to keep up with our vaccinations.
Okay. I am so happy that you are here to share with our listeners that they still need to protect themselves. Moderna was one of the leaders in the COVID-19 research, and I've had the Moderna vaccine for all my listeners out there that might be anti-COVID or anti-vaccine. And I just started getting flu shots, which I never got before, and I'm fine. So I just want to let people know that they will be fine. They will live on if they tackle this up front. Where can our listeners go for more information?
The best place to go for more information about this disease is, number one, vaccines.gov. Very simple, vaccines.gov. Also, another site is called disease.education/finder. disease.education/finder.
Good information. Dr. Reed Tuckson, thank you so much for being with us. This is an awareness and alert that we need to bring to our listeners. I mean, with Thanksgiving right around the corner and now all these holidays, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And don't think it can't happen to you. Weekly cases around the world, there are 44,558 cases reported weekly, with 665 deaths weekly. And cumulative cases around the world since COVID started has been, let's see if I can read this number, 776,798,873. With cumulative deaths of over 7 million people. So whether you accept or deny, this is something that happens, and make your own choice. Do what is best for you. That's the best advice that I can give you. I just want to let everybody know we have a couple great shows coming up. Oh, my goodness. First of all, I just want to let everybody know that I love when I do the authors, and I have two authors coming up. I have one next week, and then I have one the following. I have a great one on December 16th. So next week, we're going to be talking to Nelson Cover, who wrote the high-tech murder mystery called All Mortal Greatness, and we're going to be discussing his continuation of his brilliant series that he's been writing about, and I want to know a little bit more. I always love a really good murder mystery, so that's going to be an amazing story for us to be able to talk about. And then the other thing that I think is really awesome, on December 16th, for all you veterans out there, all you military people, or anybody who just wants to be in the know, there is a book called No Soldier Left Behind, written by Dr. Donald Steele, and it is about Brigadier General John J. Kohavi. And guess who's going to be with us? We are actually going to have Brigadier General Kohavi here to talk about his personal stories about No Soldier Left Behind, that stretches from John's childhood to present day, highlighting his accomplishments and impact in both his military and non-military life. I think it's a timely interview and an amazing book. I mean, it's definitely an inspirational book, and I can't wait to talk to him and find out more about his call of duty and his life of service. So that's going to be something super amazing. And then next week, along with our other book, Mortal Kombat, No Mortal Kombat, we are going to be talking to one of my favorite people. Usually comes once a year to visit me, either at Tell Me More or on Home Improvement Fix and Facts. He is a trends expert, futurist. Scott Steinberg is going to be joining us. He's such a geek. but he's going to be talking to us about the hottest new games for the holiday season, including, like, what do you do for that Star Wars person who's a big Star Wars gamer? So he's going to be sharing a new adventure game with us. So that's going to be an awful lot of fun too. So all of those things are coming up over the next couple weeks. I can't wait to bring everybody on board and talk about all of that. Tomorrow we'll be ending my final show of Home Improvement Fix and Facts with Carol Holloway. I'm taking a hiatus for a couple months. I just need a little break to get away from it all. And through this show, Tell Me More, I will let you know if and when I am coming back. So tomorrow's kind of a final goodbye and a little bit of a wrap up and talking about some of my favorite guests that I have had on the show. Also, tomorrow we're going to be talking about, you know, the fires that are always caused by the turkey in the oven on Thanksgiving and making sure that you're prepared for anything that may happen. I always like to pay it forward and share my words of wisdom here at Tell Me More with Carol Holloway. And here are my words of wisdom for this Thursday, Thanksgiving, when you gather with your family or friends, or whether you are just doing something by yourself. First of all, let me recommend, if you have nothing to do, go to a shelter or a soup kitchen or a pantry and help hand out food. But my words of wisdom are, give thanks not just on Thanksgiving Day, but every day of your life. Appreciate and never take for granted all that you have. And with that being said, I appreciate everything that I have, and I appreciate the opportunity to be able to be on the air with all of you, my listeners, and I'll talk to you tomorrow morning. As I always say, make it a great week, pay it forward, do something nice for somebody, and have a very, very happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for listening, and hopefully we'll check in tomorrow morning. And if you missed any of the show, please go to the podcast. It'll either be up later today or tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks, Alex, for joining in.